It's hard to believe the bushfire season's almost here. Authorities in Victoria and New South Wales are turning their attention to protecting the most vulnerable people in our communities in the event of another summer of disasters. A series of new resources have been created to identify those most at risk and better train first responders to support people in the disability community. Here's our Disability Affairs reporter, Naz Campanella.
Mark and Jane Oakley have watched bushfires come and go over the 28 years they've lived near Bairnsdale in Victoria. But when blazes broke out last summer, they knew they wouldn't survive if they stayed with their property.
Years ago, I would have thought that I could fight the fire and gung-ho and brave it all out. But as you get older and bits start falling off you, you get a bit slower, you lose your capability.
The couple's house burnt to the ground, and since then they've been living in a caravan and shipping container while they wait to rebuild. Mark Oakley lives with fibromyalgia and other health issues which impact his mobility. His wife Jane says it was the right decision to evacuate.
When you're the carer, when you're the main carer and you have to look after yourself and you have to look after somebody else as well, you're thinking for two people now. You're not just thinking for one person, you're thinking for both of you.
Jane and Mark Oakley are now featuring in a new campaign by Victoria's Country Fire Authority to raise awareness of the need for people with disability to be better supported during emergencies. The CFA's Trevor Owen says the service has produced an online toolkit which will help train residents and agencies about preparing properties and the risks associated with bushfires.
It's really about a connection and engagement, understanding the bushfire risk, getting friends, family, clients, disability services, private and government sector around these people to be able to protect them as best that we can.
The fire is start tearing through, sirens blazing, there's smoke in the air, and I'm in a complete state of sensory overload.
Autistic man Hayden Payne was caught up in a bushfire emergency in the Blue Mountains. Now the 33-year-old is part of a video produced by advocacy organisation Next Step in partnership with Resilience New South Wales. It's designed to help first responders better understand how to support autistic people who may get overwhelmed by the chaos around them, as creator Berinda Karp explains.
This video is actually going to save lives. It's going to save time with responders. If they can identify somebody's needs quicker, they can then deal with the person in a more appropriate manner.
And back in Victoria, Mark Oakley says support like that can go a long way.
It's probably important for people who are in a similar situation to me to realise that it's okay just to pack up and leave rather than stay and maybe die.
Mark Oakley, and he was speaking there with our Disability Affairs reporter, Naz Campanella.